this guided journey is for you when you're in the uncertainty, when it feels almost unbearable to wait for an answer. Maybe you're waiting for the text back, the job offer, the result, the offer, whatever it is. We've all been there and we'll all be there probably hundreds of times. But what if you could feel safe, steady, and nourished in that space that we find ourselves in the waiting, where things are being woven, where things don't have an answer yet, where you're being encouraged to cultivate patience and also steadiness in the unease, uncertainty, perhaps the confusion and the fog of the situation. Our nervous systems are primed to get to a solution, to minimize the threat, to quash the questioning, and to find ourselves on steady ground, sometimes unhealthily, through something external. So my invitation in this guided practice is to step into the timelessness of where you are and to find steadiness in the discomfort and to find solidity in this unknown. And it might feel different to what you might think. This might be a whole other way of being that you have never explored or stepped into before, and that's okay. Piece by piece, moment by moment, as you listen to this and you listen to it again and again, this journey will guide you into this beautiful space that allows you to strip away the desire to know and to be certain and to find solidity through the external. And this is not just for those moments where you have a waiting result or waiting message or offer. This is for your life in general. The Sanskrit teachings in Vedic philosophy speak of niti niti, meaning not this and not that. The idea of navigating this world through what you know not to be true, instead of endlessly seeking what must be true, and therefore chasing certainty in every dimension of life. And that isn't to say that there isn't merit in steadiness, certainty, and knowing. But while knowledge gives us power, refinement, structure, and the ability to grow, that does not take away merit from bathing in the limitlessness of I don't know. In fact, it's necessary that we do. Through not knowing or unknowing, curiosity, play, and creation are born, and the eternal dance of life can go on without end. And so neti neti is a reminder to softly unhook from mental grasping, not coldly detach, but to gently allow ourselves to embrace the I don't know. So as you come to this awareness, wherever you are, if you're sitting or lying down, allow your body to settle. Allow the legs, the pelvis, to gently settle onto the floor or into the bed or the chair, feeling the weight of the body as it settles through these bones and muscles in the lower body. And as you do this, just notice the breath. Without forcing it or trying to change it, let the jaw unclench. Let the shoulders drop. And begin as you keep this breath steady, perhaps inviting slightly longer of an exhale. Begin to notice any tightness or tingling or fluttering. Again, without needing to change it, just becoming aware of where it might be in the body. Is it in the lower legs, the upper legs, the belly, the pelvis? Is it in the joints or in the spine? Is there any sensations in the chest, in the shoulders or the arms? Any tightness or any tingles, any fluttering, any delicate sensations, or any heavy sensations? And again, without trying to change it, analyze it, or figure out why it's there, begin to come into this sense of not needing to know what it is, but just noticing. As you inhale, perhaps notice if there's a thought or a story that starts to or tries to align with the sensation, to make sense of it, to make sense of the unknown. And as you exhale, try and let that story dissolve in your mind. Now I want you to just gently come back to that sensation of the body connected to the ground, finding maybe a point or a space in the legs or the feet that is touching the ground. Just know at any point you can come back to that connection. Notice the parts of the body that are held there by the earth. And then I'd like you to start to imagine standing at the edge of a vast landscape as the sun is setting. Perhaps it's a hilly side of a mountain, green and lush with pasture, with rocks below, and you're looking across this quiet landscape. The sky is such a beautiful tinge of pink and orange as the sun has begun to set. The air is charged and you can feel it with a sense of tension, like something is about to happen. Like something very significant. And you're watching the sky and the landscape across you. And And perhaps you know what it is. Perhaps you have something in mind right now. Something you're waiting on. Something you're keen to have come to a resolution or an answer. And as you feel this, notice what arises in your body in this part of time, this anticipation in your timeline, before the magic, or before the discomfort, either or. Is it exhilarating? Is it uncomfortable? Like an anticipation before something beautiful and magical, or something uncomfortable and stressful. Perhaps you can feel what side of this you're on. And notice what is arising in your body and where. And just try and notice. Without trying to change it. And with this in your body moving through you, I'd like to invite, whether you are feeling it like an exhilarating, magical thing that is about to bloom, or an uncomfortable, perhaps negative event that's about to unfurl. What if it's neither? What if this charged space in front of you is simply the unknown? Not good, not bad, just alive. And perhaps you'd like to speak the words in your mind or out loud, neti neti. Neither this nor that. What if it is just charged neutrality? And I'd like you to pinpoint perhaps one of those sensations that have begun to move through you as we have experienced this charged space. Choose one most prominent, or maybe one that is less prominent. And I'd like you to just bring as much of your awareness to it as possible. And as you do this, bring the awareness back of connecting to the ground, where you exhaled deeply just a few minutes ago. But still finding presence with that sensation, whether it was exhilarating or tense. Can you rest maybe 5% or 10% more in this space, in this sensation? And instead of feeling this tension in you as an issue or something that needs to be fixed or to leave or to go, can you notice it just as a fertile stillness? Not as a thrill, not as energy that needs to go somewhere, but as presentness. Like soil cultivating a seed where nothing has happened yet, but yet there is life there. Perhaps you can hold that part of your body that holds that tension or that exhilarating feeling, and you can say, there is life here. And I can be present to the life that is here without trying to make it into something that it isn't, or that I want it to be, or that I'm afraid that it will be. This is not a problem to fix, nor is it a thrill to chase. It is a fertile stillness. This is winter, the dark soil where the seeds germinate. And this is where I am secretly alive with becoming. And you can release that part of you that's holding or feeling a pattern or sensation around excitedness or exhilaration or tension. You can find a neutral point of the body, perhaps a pinky toe or the tip of your nose, somewhere where there isn't any sensation at all. And just notice that. And then placing hands perhaps on the heart or the belly, and thanking yourself for this journey and this practice, for going where you perhaps haven't gone before or haven't explored deeply. And this was a deeper exploration and another piece in your self-connection. And also a knowing of the nervous system in a different way. Because today we realized that the nervous system's tendency to label intensity as either pain or pleasure can be a bit too preemptive. Yes, in times of survival, that can be necessary. But then we dissolve these labels and we come into pure presence. And with that, we find more steadiness, more beauty, more curiosity, more play, more creation, more creative life force. And that is what you began to cultivate today. Thank you for listening to this guided meditation and journey into self-connection. And feel free to come back to it whenever it pleases you to.